Protests and rallies have continued across the US after a divided Supreme Court overruled the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision, leaving the question of an abortion's legality to individual states. Back home, Nationals leader Christopher Luxon insists all his MPs are on the same page when it comes to abortion law reform, promising a future government led by him won't make any changes. But one of his most conservative MPs, Simon O'Connor, has gone to ground after being directed to remove a Facebook post in support of the Roe v. Wade decision. Here's our deputy political editor, Craig McCulloch.
Simon O'Connor has never been one to hold back his opinion.
I can smell the fear in this house from the pro-abortion side. The absolute reeking, stinking fear.
Elected in 2011, the National MP is a vocal member of the party's conservative wing and a staunch opponent of any move to liberalise abortion.
Half the babies aborted are women. You know, go feminism, we're going to knock out half the babies that are girls. Well done there, ladies.
He was one of 55 MPs who last term unsuccessfully voted to block abortion from being removed from the Crimes Act. He concluded his speech like this.
I won't translate here, but it's mihi vindicta, ego retrobarum, dici dominus.
It translates, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. On Saturday, Mr. O'Connor posted on Facebook, today is a good day, a reference to the US Supreme Court judgment overturning Roe v. Wade. But by evening, the post had been removed, at the request of his leader, Christopher Luxon.
I felt it was being misrepresented as the National Party position, and that is not the case. He's entitled to his personal views, but I also felt, frankly, it was insensitive to people on the other side of that debate.
Christopher Luxon does not want to be talking about abortion, and he doesn't want his MPs to be either. Since taking the helm of National, Mr. Luxon has faced repeated questioning over his personal position. He calls himself pro-life and has agreed abortion is akin to murder. But he's also repeatedly stated he will not touch the country's abortion laws if elected next year.
Everyone is united around the fact the laws are not changing. There will be no change under a National government. Services will be fully funded and the law is not going to be revisited or relitigated.
The former National MP, Amy Adams, says Mr. Luxon has made the right move.
To think that a major party in New Zealand would take the chance of putting those reforms at risk would be absolutely soul-destroying. So it was very good to see that was ruled out.
And she has a word of warning to her socially conservative former colleagues, noting the vast majority of New Zealanders regard abortion as a health issue for women.
When political parties want to wade into that space, it is wrong. You know, they put themselves in great peril, but also they risk getting substantially out of touch with the people they represent.
And that is true even in a die-hard blue seat like Mr. O'Connor's Tamaki electorate.
I think it's pretty ill, in ill taste.
Don't know why men are always vocal about these things. I think it was quite wrong of them.
I don't believe he's read the room very well at all. I don't think many of the constituents would agree with that, quite frankly.
As for Simon O'Connor himself, the usually outspoken MP has not returned any of RNZ's calls.